Isn't this a sports show?
How's your hump day going?
Almost entirely.
Get wet slash wacky slash wild.
Woo! Woo!
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
We never get breaking news at 4 o'clock. This is a fun show.
It's not been wet and wild and wacky enough. It's been too sportsy. So
we've got two damn hours. We have breaking news, man. Breaking news is fun.
Not wet and wild and wacky enough.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
Here's my impression of Travis' dad. That was it.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.
Welcome in to a wet and wild wacky. Wait a second. The Frisky Friday! The Freaky Frisky Friday with Farley Farland. That one's not very graceful, but it works.
Could be better.
Charlie's here today because he wasn't here on Wednesday. We just basically moved our Wet and Wild Wacky Wednesday to Friday. And this Friday has a full slate of things to talk about. Sometimes the news kind of peters out, no pun intended, but it would have been a good one. Sometimes the news kind of Marcus peters out throughout the week, and we just do like a whole show on, well, what do you expect from the game on Sunday? That's not going to be the case today because a bunch of things happened yesterday, and we're still seeing the effects of things that have happened over the last few days. So a very full slate today of a lot of Chiefs topics and eventually maybe other things, but lots of Chiefs today. And I think we have to start with the Chiefs putting Dee Ford on the injured reserve. Not because Dee Ford has been a huge part of this defense this year, because he hasn't. He missed the majority of the season, I think, actually, at this point. I think
he only played probably six games.
Yeah,
maybe?
I think it was something like that.
Yeah.
Missing the majority of the season, and whenever he has played, he's been ineffective this year. Not a good year for Dee Ford. It's officially over now. I said about a month ago that I thought Ford could very likely end his season and maybe his Chiefs career on the injured reserve, and that seems to be very much in the crosshairs at this point.
But it's a little sketchy with what's going on with all of it.
Well, though. So the thing about Chiefs, they picked up Dee Ford's fifth year option last year, which is something that's built in to I think it's just first round draft picks. I can't remember exactly who's eligible for this fifth year option. But Dee Ford was, and the Chiefs took his fifth year option. Feel free to turn off your phone notifications, Charlie. We're doing a show here. So the Chiefs picked up Dee Ford's fifth-year option, and it gives him an $8.7 million salary for next year. However, it's not like it's like a franchise tag, essentially. It locks that player in for that 1 year, but the team can cut him from it, and there'll be no guaranteed money if they do it before it actually comes into play, unless one thing happens. The only way that money gets locked in, and for the record, if that money does not get locked in, I think the Chiefs will move on from Dee Ford next year. You're not going to pay him $8.7 million for the production that he's put up in recent years. Although he was very good in the absence of Justin Houston.
By the way, you were correct that it's only first-round picks that get the fifth-year option.
Boom! Killing it. But so the only way that money becomes fully guaranteed, and it does become fully guaranteed, is with some sort of injury clause. Now, as Charlie mentioned, there is a sort of a haze around it. We're not sure the specifics because it's not specifically laid out in the collective bargaining agreement where this information is. So we're not 100% sure on what the setup is. But what we believe here is that it seems like this guarantee can lock in no earlier than March 14th. The guarantee that locks in is Dee Ford able to play football? If by March 14th, the first day of the league year, Dee Ford is healthy and he can go into free agency and everybody is happy and he passes his physicals and everything, then the Chiefs are off the hook for that $9 million. They can cut him, cut bait, and have no dead money and have no more ties to Dee Ford for the rest of his career. But if at earliest by March 14th, and maybe even later than that, we just don't know when this kicks in. If March 14th or whenever that deadline is, if Dee Ford is unable to play, if he would have to, say, start the year on the physically unable to perform list, or if he can't pass the physicals that he needs to pass to be cleared to have that money stay non-guaranteed, then that money becomes, in that moment, completely guaranteed, and it locks in Dee Ford for a $9 million salary next year for the Chiefs. And that would be bad. Now, this is a, this, he would still be a body, a pass rushing body, which the Chiefs need at this point. There are so many places in this pass rush where the Chiefs need to invest deeply that having him around next year wouldn't be an absolute disaster, which is my knee-jerk reaction is, oh, man, that would be disastrous. But the Chiefs could definitely do more with that $9 million than give it to Dee Ford. But now it's essentially up to the health of his back if he will or won't be a Chief next year.
So to summarize, if he fails the test, he gets money.
Basically. Yeah, but if he passes the physical,
then he doesn't get money.
He's going to get money from another team.
But not us.
Right.
This is a really weird test, man.
It's not. It's
my
not,
finals
it's...
are coming up. I tell you, that is not how this works. If I fail, I do not get money.
You don't get money if you pass them either.
That's true.
Yeah, if you fail and like dropped out of college, you would be saving more money.
It's true.
This feels pretty normal, actually. Well, thanks for giving us that,
yeah,
Beards.
Yeah,
that was absolutely worth coming to a screeching halt for. But so
you're welcome.
And it's not like all this is up to him though. So it's like he can't.
No, it's about his back. It's up to his like cells.
Yeah.
And yes, and his physical health. Yes. Mm-hmm. Dee Ford, I would imagine, would like to be able to go ahead and be a free agent next year,
right, yeah.
Pass every physical and be able to go into free agency and get more guaranteed money from other team. Now, I'm guessing he wouldn't mind those guaranteed $9 million, but he's going to go somewhere and get a pretty good 4-year, I don't know, $45 million deal with like 25 of it guaranteed, something like that, by, you know, the Falcons or whatever.
Right.
So he's going to get paid next year. The question, though, is for the Chiefs, is it going to be from them or not? And again, the Chiefs are going to need to invest heavily in pass rushers for next season. Because the way that the roster sets up right now, they'll have Tano Passanio and Frank Zombo and Justin Houston, and that's it. Tom Holley is gone. Dee Ford is probably gone. Now we have a little bit more uncertainty there. But so having to pay Dee Ford would make, you know, it would, again, it wouldn't be a full-on disaster, but I would imagine that Brett Veach would rather have that cap space rather than have that money locked in for Dee Ford. Another interesting thing I wonder is if they could be, talked into trying to restructure that contract, if they do have to end up taking on that whole deal. I don't know. Actually, I'm not even sure if that is restructurable at this point.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like it could be.
So that's the news of yesterday from the Chiefs side of things. And I've just been having a lot of headphone problems in this studio for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. Can you turn my levels up, Beards? It's just I have them cranked the whole way up, even though my earbuds, just turn them up. Turn them up. Just keep going.
That's really loud.
Yeah, but the thing is it's not about finding what's loud, it's about finding where the short doesn't kick in, and I can actually hear through both ears. This is good. I'm good now.
I tuned in yesterday, and I heard you dealing with that issue.
I love working it out on the air.
Yeah.
I love that we are doing a radio show in this radio station and our headphone jacks don't work properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not important
at
all.
I was about to say, it seems like it'd be something that would be important.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. This computer to my side doesn't work. It's not connected to the Wi-Fi, so I can't really use this phone thing and actually see... Like, who's calling? That's not important.
No.
We don't need that.
No. Definitely not.
Beards is just gesturing towards everything on his side of the glass. There's nothing. Nothing is important. We just got to make sure we have this big old logo behind us, I guess, on this window cling.
Free agent first baseman Eric Hosmer went with members of the San Diego Padres today.
Yeah, I knew that already.
I missed that.
So. Yeah, I figured. Yeah. Because you sounded like you were just surprised by the news just now.
Yeah, I mean, that would not be the team that I would think he would want to sign with.
Will Myers has already said he would move the outfield if they did get Eric Hosmer.
Really?
Yeah, that was interesting. Hmm. I don't know why.
So that's our baseball talk for the day.
All right. Also, that Japanese pitcher signed with the Angels.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Pitcher, also hitter.
And also the MLB may be investigating that whole thing?
Yeah, so also that might not be actually happening.
Whoops.
Baseball. Pew, 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 pew. Did you have anything
How does that sound have anything to do with baseball?
That's going to be our new imaging for whenever we talk baseball in the future.
I was doing the acapella imaging for that because Beards can't do production work because he's a bad producer.
It's true.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll put like laser sound effects over wherever you go, beep, 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 and then I'll have like explosion sounds.
Yeah.
Like Chief Concern.
It's exactly the same as Chief Concern.
Which turned out really well in the 3 minutes I worked on it.
3 whole minutes. Wow.
Hey, man, it took a while to download all those laser sound effects on YouTube.
Stealing things from YouTube.
Are you guys looking forward to the day that you guys are doing the show without me?
Yep.
You guys and Rudy instead of me.
I told you I'm going to be out of town that day.
You can't be.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Did you have any thoughts on D-Ford? Should we move on?
I mean, it's just super unfortunate, but he's been out for so long, for the past few weeks, so it kind of just feels like he's not, like, I didn't expect him to come back, basically, so it's not that big of a blow to me. I mean, it sucks because you're right, we are very low on pass rushers, especially this week with our secondary being depleted in more ways than one. But
also, Tom Pelissero just tweeted that Marcus Peters was fined $24,000 for unsportsmanlike conduct. Which, you know, is fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you with some breaking news there.
No.
Ooh, also, hold on. Also, the San Diego Padres are talking to Eric Hosmer. Whoa.
Must be nice that 24,000 is probably just, you know, nothing.
No, not on his deal.
I guess he's still on the rookie deal.
Yeah.
But
I mean, eventually it'll be nothing once he gets some giant contract, but not yet. Are you doing okay, Charles? Is it weird that you're in here on a Friday?
It is weird. It's throwing my week off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was working Kevin's remote on Wednesday, so I couldn't come out. And Beards has a free Friday night tonight.
Go ahead and do the show. I'm just all the way over here.
Okay.
You want to ask Beards? Like, you can't leave dead air.
You want to ask Beards about his Friday night plans or something? I don't know. I'll just hang out over here.
Yeah, Beards. I was going to say we should guess on what Beards is going to do on his free Friday night because he never gets free Friday nights.
Yeah, that sounds riveting. Feel free to join him in the show, Beards. I'm going to chew some gum.
No, you guys were going to guess.
Oh, jeez.
Gum, 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 gum.
I can't listen to that.
It's our mint chocolate chip gum.
There, I just
Dead
turned
air
his
is
mic
better
off.
Than that.
I turned his mic off. There, we're good. We don't have to listen to that anymore.
All right, I got something to do.
You guys good? You going to do the show? Is that okay? What's going on here? What's going on? Yes, you guys seem very. You guys, what planet are you on currently?
Not this one.
Beard is doing that thing where he's scared of the mic, and I don't know why.
I'm just watching the ship sink slowly.
What was that? You're watching the what?
The ship sink.
It's already sank.
Enunciate. This is the thing about you, Beards, that I really wish you understood this better. You're on the same ship! Whenever it sinks, you sink with it! You are the cabin boy of the Titanic.
Well, I was going to say you're Josh's first mate, but that's just too much credit.
Yeah, it's a lot now. Yeah, I'm my own first mate.
Yeah. Figured.
I'm the guy that shovels coal into the engines for like 12 hours.
So if it sinks, I know you resent the ship that you're on.
I make small money, and yet I keep everything afloat somehow.
Yeah, so I know you resent the ship that you're on, but I also would like for you to understand that you also die if the ship sinks. You'll be executed in the hallways here.
So am I just the weekly iceberg that it hits, then?
No, you're just like... the catering crew that
now,
just comes through.
Whenever we stop at port and we pick up passengers, that's what Charlie is.
You're right. That's okay. A good call.
Yeah.
You're the one passenger that every time everyone's like, oh, God, he's back again?
Yep. Gosh. Why do we always pick him up halfway through?
We just find you floating in the water, like, oh, God, all right, well, throw him one of those floaty things.
God, is that guy again?
How does he keep doing this? Right in our path. And this Wednesday, you weren't there, and you're like, well, he must have died. He must have been dead. He must have finally drowned.
Yeah.
And it was Friday. I'm like, all right, here comes the weekend. Oh, God, he's there again.
Oh,
what if we just pretend we don't see him?
Same floating body again.
What if we just pretend he's not there today? What do we do? Oh, no. Okay, we got to pick him up.
Hmm.
Wow. This segment has been truly horrendous.
Are you deeply concerned by the Dee Ford news?
No.
No. Okay. Good answer.
See how frustrating that is? See how disconcerting that is?
I gave you a full answer. Beard's the ones that gives you no, yes, yes, no.
You're right. Yeah. It doesn't change anything for this year. This season is, again, just has been pumped full of apathy. It's hard for me to take this season terribly seriously at this point. Eventually we'll talk about the game on Sunday, but like the preview of that's going to be like, well, we'll see what happens. I'm kind of nihilistic about it. You know, either they'll win or they won't. Who cares? We know how the season ends.
It's great analysis. I think that the Chiefs offense is obviously going to have to put up a lot of points because of the Raiders or our depleted defense and the Raiders having Michael Crabtree back. And Marshawn Lynch is finally starting to find his stride and everything. God, you are killing me today.
No, I'm trying. You know what like makes me mad? I was going to let you go.
The lifeless,
no,
lifeless
I was looking
Friday.
At beards. I was trying to look at beards. What are you watching? What is on that TV?
It's NFL Fantasy Live.
Stop watching NFL Fantasy Live and
show?
Pay attention to
that
me.
That show is awful.
Pay attention. I was going to do a thing. We were going to do a funny thing, and I could not get your attention because you were watching NFL Network's Fantasy Live show. Stop watching the show! You're still doing it!
Hey, they're talking about Adam Thielen on the show. Do you have him on your fantasy team? Beards, do you have him on your fantasy team?
No, I don't do fantasy football.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Here's the thing. This is the thing. I can have one of you guys playing defense against the show at a time, but you can't both be doing it. If you both do it, the show's gonna be bad. Or if you're gonna both do it, at least both do it aggressively. At least both do it, like, with your mic on, beards. Don't play defense against the show by way of dead air. That's not gonna work.
You play defense against your own show every day.
Yeah, because there has to be a ship and an iceberg. Right now, I'm floating in the ocean, surrounded by icebergs, who also aren't talking into the microphone.
Josh is pissed today.
That would have been a great time for Beards to talk into the mic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a break whenever I come back. Whenever I come back. We're going to take a break whenever we come back. Beards is going to be missing a toe. Charlie's going to be missing a finger, and we're going to talk about John Dorsey. Does that sound good, everybody?
Which finger?
You damn icebergs.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
What's the BuzzFeed headline, Charlie?
21 times Twitter was better than sex.
With Joshua Briscoe.
That's a bad use of Twitter right there.
Super
what's,
cool.
What's better, your Twitter life or your sex life?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool of them to take 21 of my tweets and put them all together like that, though.
Oh.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Hey, good news. Amari Cooper might play on Sunday.
What?
Sweet.
Where'd you see that?
Dan Graziano has said, this is my most recent info on Raiders wide receiver Amari Cooper, and yes, I understand it's different from the info I had this morning. The Raiders coaching staff held their pre-practice meetings Friday morning under the impression that Cooper was not going to practice and would miss Sunday's game. Cooper went to the trainers and said he'd like to try to practice, and they agreed to see how he did. He participated in practice on a limited basis, and coaches thought he looked pretty good. The team now holds out hope he might be able to play on Sunday, though having had only one limited practice over the past 2 weeks leaves it as a question mark.
Huh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very cool and good.
What did he do against the Chiefs back when we played him in Oakland?
What was it? Like 7 catches, 210 yards, 2 touchdowns?
17 touchdowns, yeah.
Something like that. Can you find his actual stat for me and tell me how close he got? I said 7 for 210 and 2. Geno Smith's dad got a death threat before Geno Smith started that game.
Yeah, I was just reading
game.
That.
And
that's
Chris
crazy.
Chris Bosch's mom is apparently a subject to or a suspect in a drug sting. Where are you reading this, Beards?
That was just something that popped up. I think it was from Bleacher Report. I've got
what stats did you say? What did you guess? Because I got it.
What did I say? 7 for 210 and 2 touchdowns.
Wow. It was actually 11 for 210 and 2 touchdowns.
Okay. All right. Sorry. He needed 4 more receptions to do that than I thought he did. Killed it.
That's
Beard. What's the story?
Well, I'm trying to pull it back up. I think it was from Bleacher Report. It was basically Chris Bosh's mom was a subject in a drug trafficking because one of his houses that he owned got raided.
Can I get some music, Beards, for trying to find out if Chris Bosh's mom is a suspect in a drug trafficking ring? TMZ.com. Chris Bosh, mom named suspect in drug trafficking stings. Nailed it.
Gotta cut off that source, I guess.
Charlie is now back in one of his damn group texts, just viciously typing. I thought Bosh's mom was safe! John Dorsey was. Did you have something? Did you have a follow up on the Chris Bosh mom joke?
No.
Okay. You sound like you were coming back in for another joke about something.
No, I was just gonna mention something about this Geno Smith's dad story. That's
okay.
Crazy.
Sure.
I'm just
feel free to go ahead and mention
it. I was just reading through it, and it's just like that's insane. Have you ever heard of that before? Have you ever heard
of somebody getting a death threat the day before their kids started the football game?
Yeah.
Oh, there's one story that is similar. That I don't have all the details on currently accurate enough to share, but I've got to apologize to Alex Smith's dad.
I was just about to say, why are you calling Geno Smith's dad now?
It was a weak moment for me.
Yeah.
I need to apologize. No, I mean, there's all sorts of instances of people being like terrible on Twitter and terrible to athletes in general.
I know
going
that,
to a dad is kind of strange,
that's what I'm saying.
But I'm guessing it's not by a terribly like stable, healthy person.
Right.
Or at least not a good one. So, you know, I just kind of, I don't really have a, do I have a hot take about, hey, football fans, don't threaten to kill players' dads. That's weird. There, I think that's my full take. I think that's all I got.
Yeah,
the hottest of takes.
That's really neat.
Sorry, Max Kellerman is dropping down right now through the ceiling. He's got something in retort. Free speech. I don't know why. So, John Dorsey is the new Browns general manager, and the Browns hired him something like 45 minutes after they fired their last GM. It was actually, I think statistically, not 45 minutes is an exaggeration, but I think it was statistically the quickest hiring of a GM into a vacant spot.
So they obviously had this planned.
Yeah, they had been talking to Dorsey for weeks.
Yeah.
And this brings up some really interesting connections, obviously, because John Dorsey was, you know, the Chiefs general manager like less than a calendar year ago.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, it's stunning. Like, really, I mean, like 6 months ago, I guess, actually.
Yeah.
So he was not unemployed for very long. And this popped up a few questions throughout Twitter about Alex Smith and about John Dorsey. And Dorsey cut Kenny Britt today, so everything is fixed in Cleveland. But so this brought up the idea of, well, would Cleveland go and bring in Alex Smith to be a stopgap in Cleveland? And
I think they have it was either 4 or 5 first or second round draft picks.
They have a ton of draft picks. And Benjamin Albright, who we had on the show a few times, he said that his just way too early hunch on where the Browns go at quarterback next year is Alex Smith and Josh Rosen. And then all of a sudden you have Alex Smith, Josh Rosen, DeShone Kizer, all in the same quarterback room. That's good for Smith being there is good for Rosen. It's good for Kizer. And then, you know, Smith is there for a year or two, and then those guys take over. It would make a lot of sense if John Dorsey is an Alex Smith guy. I don't know if we have reason to assume that John Dorsey loves Alex Smith, but he obviously worked
for him
and worked around. Well, Andy Reid brought him here.
That's true. This
is why it's very hard to separate those two guys. But I'm sure that he at least acknowledges what he knows. He knows Alex Smith very well. He knows what he needs to do to surround Alex Smith to succeed. I'm guessing he's going to take a good long look at the current roster and see how he fits into that. and if he could be that stopgap for Rosen and Kaiser as they develop behind him, because both of those guys could definitely use that time to try to, you know, copy what the Chiefs are doing right now with Smith and Mahomes.
I mean, yeah, well, they're probably, they should at least draft Rosen. And so does this mean that Alex Smith is just going to have a rookie breathing down his neck
for the
rest of his career?
Yeah, unless somebody like the Jets comes in and is like, hey, so we're going to bring you in here, Josh McCown, and it's so we can develop someone, but we don't have that person yet. Smith might find a year of that.
I mean,
that
it's not really
somewhere.
A bad thing, though. I mean, it sucks
for him.
It
keeps your career alive.
Yeah.
It gives you a chance.
And they value him as a experienced quarterback that can train rookies and get them ready. So I guess it's not great, but what is he in his 13th year?
Something. It's right around a dozen, yeah.
Yeah.
The places where his
have
career...
much longer anyway.
The places where in his career where that could not be the case, Jacksonville he could go to be an actual upgrade. Mm-hmm. Denver he could go be an actual upgrade, but I think both of those teams are probably going to draft a quarterback still. Right. But again, I said that about the Jets this year. I expected the Jets to have Josh McCown to hold down the fort until someone else comes in. And maybe Alex Smith goes somewhere where there's a little more of a shakeup than you expected. When, you know, but like you look at what the Vikings have done going through all of their quarterbacks. You look at what the Texans have done now where Alex Smith could play football for another 5 or 6 years because Alex Smith 5 years from now is still going to be better than Tom Savage. So if I'm the Texans 5 years from now and Alex Smith has had his time in San Francisco and his time in Kansas City and then he went for and played for the Broncos for 2 years or played for the Browns for 2 years and then he went and he was a stopgap in New York for 2 years. If I'm the Texans at that point, I go, oof, who do I want to back up Deshaun Watson? Okay, let's go get Alex Smith because it's either him or literally Matt Castle. Matt Castle is backing up Marcus Mariota right now. Alex Smith in 5 years is going to be better than Matt Castle is right now.
Oh, yeah.
So Alex Smith has plenty of time left in the league. Just this year was his last chance to be the guy, and not just be a stopgap.
So him along with Eli Manning, those have been the two like names that have been
Tyrod Taylor's going to be out there
the most. Yeah.
Which
one out of those two is more valuable, you think?
Smith and Taylor?
Smith and Manning.
I think...
They're close.
I don't think Eli's going to go anywhere.
You want to say Manning because of the Super Bowl and all
not
that?
Not really.
But like,
no, not really. I don't really have any love for
Eli Manning. Your first thought would be
Manning.
That, but...
I saw him play a lot this year, and they haven't been very good for a while now.
Right.
I think you could definitely make the argument that Alex Smith isn't... I don't know the details of Eli Manning's contract, so that's also something that plays into it. But if I was going to have a guy to be a stopgap, yeah, I think I would probably rank it Taylor, Smith, and Eli in that order. But Tyrod Taylor is probably going to need a new full contract, and Alex Smith won't. But this opens up some interesting vessels between Kansas City and Cleveland. Now, I do think you have to ask the follow-up question of, does John Dorsey want to work with the Chiefs? Because it seems like Brett Veach spoke very highly of Dorsey whenever he was introduced as the new GM. So it seems like Dorsey and Brett Veach probably have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure that Dorsey and the Chiefs do. I'm not sure that John Dorsey is super fond of what the Chiefs did to him and let him go and extended Andy Reid and then replaced him with one of his underlings. I'm not sure that I would want to work with that team where, you know, you work here, you bring somebody up, you do a pretty darn good job, and then you get fired and then you go to the Browns. I'm not sure I'd be super stoked to help if it was Clark Hunt, to help Clark Hunt have a more winning organization, or to help Andy Reid, if it was Andy Reid, to help Andy Reid become a better head coach with a better roster on him. I'm not sure I'd want to work with that team necessarily. But it's the NFL to the extent of if they think that Alex Smith would help Rosen and Kaiser, if that's what they end up doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get over the grudge enough to make your roster as good as you can. That's one thing what I do expect. I don't expect Dorsey to try to hold out for a higher price because he's working with the Chiefs. I also don't really expect him to try to give a, you know, like a friend discount. I don't think he's going to give the Chiefs a promo code either. I think it's probably somewhere in between.
Yeah. I mean, you hope that they would get the Chiefs can maybe get a second or third round draft pick, but probably.
The way that the value and the discussion on Alex Smith has changed over the last 6 weeks or so is so bonkers.
They were talking MVP a couple
yeah, well,
years,
yes. And
this season. Yeah.
I think NFL GMs know what Alex Smith is.
Yeah.
I think they know that he's...
Especially John Dorsey.
Yes, for sure. But if you're going to really look at trading for Alex Smith, you're going to find out that he's not what he was against the Jets. And he's not what he was against the Giants and the Bills. He also isn't what he was the first 5 weeks of this season. He's somewhere in between all of that, and he has a pretty high floor and a pretty low ceiling. Obviously, this year, in a really prime scenario where the offensive line is firing on all cylinders and the weapons around him are very, very high caliber, then he has the potential to, you know, be the conductor of an offense that has a lot of weapons, but he's not going to be able to do that in Cleveland, although they have some weapons. But it is Cleveland.
Got Josh Gordon back.
I do love Josh Gordon.
I do, yeah.
Josh Gordon for Alex Smith, who says no.
Ooh, man, that'd be awesome.
Is he still in the league by then?
He's good right now. Beards also has this weird thing that, I don't know if you've heard any of this on the show, he hates Josh Gordon.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't hate Josh Gordon.
You hate Josh Gordon?
No.
You hate him?
No.
You do?
No. Why do you hate him, Beards?
Why do you hate Josh Gordon? Because he had an addiction problem? Oh, that's real cool of you, Beards. Make fun of the guy who struggled with addiction. Drugs and alcohol and almost destroyed his career, but now he's back. He worked hard to get back here again.
Everyone deserves a second chance, Beards.
Why do you hate him?
He's doing that thing again.
He's doing the thing again. Yep. Mm-hmm. His self-defense mechanism is just silence, which is so terrible for radio.
It's like a turtle. Kind of goes into his shell.
I'm ignoring him from now. We have to ignore you. Mm-hmm. That's the second Beards. Okay. You've got it. He'll hold the microphone up to his mouth. He'll just hold it up here, and he just sort of stares and holds it here. Whenever I see him in this formation with the microphone up against it, just up on his bearded chin, I am expecting him to speak into it.
He's not smiling right now.
But whenever he holds the microphone and doesn't say anything, I just stare. And then dead air encapsulates us all.
Mm.
You're welcome to speak, Beards. In fact, I encourage it in this audio medium. I just don't know why you hate Josh Gordon. Anyway.
You think it's a good move for the Browns, though? Like,
oh, yeah.
Smart decision?
Sure. No, I mean, it's
Cleveland. They don't make very many of those. So.
Yeah, it's still Cleveland. So there's still a really great chance that this is not going to work out for some reason or another. But it makes enough sense. He came in here with Andy Reid, and he built a really good roster. That's fine. Yeah, I wouldn't be mad if I was a Browns fan.
John Dorsey flies into Cleveland, and he just automatically develops bad decision-making skills? Is that kind of how it works?
It's a weird, cursed place.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he'll just go in, he'll immediately sign all of his guards to $100 million deals,
mm-hmm.
And also Tom Bahali is going to get a four-year, $89 million contract.
He's going to sign Tom Bahali if the Chiefs dump him?
Yes, the Chiefs are going to cut him, he's going to sign Tom Bahali and guarantee him $25 million.
And also bring D Ford there, too.
Please, go do it. So this brought on some, on Chiefs Twitter, some revisiting of John Dorsey's record in Kansas City, his draft record, and it was kind of interesting looking at it. I'm leaving 2017 out of it because we just don't know. We don't know what Passanio is going to be. We don't know what Mahomes is going to be. I mean, we do. I know, but you don't. We don't know exactly what Kareem Hunt is. He looked really good to start the season, fizzled out a little bit. I'm guessing it's going to be a good pick. We just don't really know. But so leaving 2017 out of it, Zach Fulton, Raquinius Rochez, Steven Nelson, Chris Conley, Mitch Morse, DeMarcus Robinson, Parker Anger, and Chris Jones were all good values, actual NFL players. Those are good. Those are all good picks. They're not the best possible picks for that spot, but they're all good picks.
Did you say Kelsey?
No, because that's not what I'm doing. This is a different category.
Oh, okay.
I've got four categories here.
Okay. You didn't mention that.
I didn't think you were going to quiz me on it, on the breath I took between the two categories.
Oh, okay. Sorry. These things like this you should mention in our production meetings.
Yeah, because you have been here since 2 o'clock, just sort of shooting the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever Charlie gets... Charlie is a very punctual person. He's always... You know what? I would say that Charlie's punctual, but that's not even fair enough to you. You are like early bird gets the worm. Yep. Like, hey, when should I be there? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like 3 o'clock, like perfect. You're here at 9 a.m. It's like, whoa, man, mm-hmm. You're so eager to be on time. I respect that.
It's better to be an hour early than a minute late.
I can tell that's something you've lived your life by. Yes. Everything about you screams better to be an hour early than a minute late.
Yep.
That is how Beards works. You're a peek behind the curtain. That's not exactly.
Don't
It's not exactly Charlie's philosophy.
Spread fake news on me.
But so Fulton, Nunez Roches, Stephen Nelson, Connolly, Morse, Robinson, Enger, Chris Jones, 8 picks, good values. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and I would say Laurent Duvernay-Tardif were A-plus picks. Mm-hmm. LDT was a 6th-round pick. Now, John Dorsey did pay him a lot of money, so his value now isn't my favorite. But you get a starting guard in the 6th round, a high-caliber starting guard, I'm good with that. It's like maybe it's an A-. But Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, A-plus picks. Marcus Peters, Category 3, was a high pick who outperformed this slot but wasn't like a real like deep shot. So I kind of had to create my own category for Marcus Peters because he was drafted, you know, about right. But even then, he's been a very, 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 very good player. Everybody else, though, pretty much either busted, like Kavari Russell, or kind of fizzled out, like D Ford's going to. And the rest of the roster, there's a bunch of, you know, late guys. I'm not holding the late picks against him like I would hold the Kavari Russell pick against him. Kevin Hogan, guys who didn't even make the opening day roster the year that they were drafted. But I'm not even, I don't even have a very strong, like, oh, this is a good resume or a bad resume set up for this. I went back through it and I saw a whole lot more misses than hits.
I was just thinking that. I'm looking through all the names.
That's about, like, if you go through the 2014 NFL draft, if you just look at the first round picks, you're going to find more misses than hits.
Oh, gosh. 2013, I mean, they went Fisher, Kelce, Niall Davis, and then after that, nothing.
Right. Let's just look at the 2014 draft, okay?
Okay.
Jadeveon Clowney has made a Pro Bowl. Khalil Mack made a Pro Bowl. Mike Evans made a Pro Bowl. Anthony Barr, Taylor Lewin, Odell Beckham, Aaron Donald, Ryan Shazier, Zach Martin, C.J. Mosley, HaHa Clinton Dix, Jason Verrett, Teddy Bridgewater. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 Pro Bowlers in the first 32 picks. Nobody else made a Pro Bowl. In fact, a bunch of these guys, you don't even... Do you know anything about Deion Buchanan, who went 27?
Nope.
D Ford went 23. Eric Ebron went 10. Jake Matthews went 6. He's a good offensive lineman. But Sammy Watkins went 4th. Blake Bortles was the 3rd overall pick this year. Greg Robinson, the tackle, was 2nd to the then St. Louis Rams. The top 5 has Jadeveon Clowney, who is a can't-miss guy who's been good, and bust. And then Khalil Mack at 5. You're going to, all of that to say, just a random year, and that's the first round only. If you have a 50% hit rate, as the, you know, the first round of this year does, I forgot Johnny Manziel went 1 pick ahead of D Ford. That's hilarious.
No, remember the there was rumors of the Chiefs wanting to take Johnny Manziel and the Browns traded above him?
For sure.
There was those rumors, and I'm so glad that the Browns did that. Because obviously,
no, it's amazing. It would have been nice to go get like Brandon.
I remember that draft night because like everyone was saying, Johnny Football's going to go to the Chiefs.
Yep.
Like, and we were obviously excited about it because we didn't know what
I was not.
Oh,
Derek Carr, 2nd round. Oh.
Yeah, you don't have to mention that. But.
Man, this is. It's not exactly the Brady guys, but Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel,
Chiefs didn't have a 2nd round.
Teddy Bridgewater all went ahead of Derek Carr.
Did you? I think you definitely told me this before. Your opinion on the Chiefs' 3rd round pick that year, Philip Gaines, your favorite, right?
But see, that's what I can't hold that against John Dorsey super aggressively because it's a 3rd round pick.
It was a good try, yeah.
It's fine. Dante Moncrief went in the 3rd round.
Just,
there's not a lot of
names
here.
I was really just trying to poke
here.
The bear because I know you don't like him.
I defended him for a long time. At this point, you can't put him on the field.
Yeah.
It's irresponsible. But so, yeah, there's more misses than hits, and that's about par for the course in the NFL draft. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
John Dorsey now the GM in Cleveland.
DeAnthony Thomas is, for some reason, still on this team, and he was drafted that same year, too.
I was going to ask, is he going to be the longest tenured guy from that draft in Kansas City?
Yeah. Aaron Murray's no longer there. Zach Fulton is.
No, Fulton and DeAnthony Thomas are going to be the last two guys from this draft class?
LDT.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's going to be here for the rest of time because he's in the middle now of an 84-year, $300,000 would not have been great. 80-year, $300 million
contract.
So he's going to be here forever. That's a good point.
Good stuff.